Chris Huntley's reaction to the tall man in the dark sunglasses scared the shit out of him. Standing on the balcony of the Harbourside Mansion the studio had rented for this trip, Chris watched the imposing Australian stride along the mansion's private jetty, away from the yacht that had delivered him. Faded blue denim jeans barely contained thighs that were long and muscular. A broad, sculpted chest and powerful shoulders strained against a snug white T-shirt, as did biceps that spoke of impressive strength. Aslan had said the guy was built, but damn, he hadn't mentioned like a goddamn wrestler. Lee Reynolds moved with the confidence and potency of a man threatened by nothing. Chris knew the attitude well. Aslan Rhodes, his brother-in-law, moved the same way. A menacing calm that said loud and clear, you would get hurt, and hurt badly if you tried to mess with him. Chris had always assumed it came from being an ex-soldier. But as he watched the Australian approach the mansion, he knew it had nothing to do with military training. For starters, Lee Reynolds had no military background at all. Chris gripped the stainless steel balcony railing harder. His entire life, he'd cast himself in the role of sexy, funny ladies' man. His reputation, hell, his career, was built around that role. The guy that made women laugh with his sharp wit, even as he made them want to strip off their clothes and beg him to have sex with them. Just about every time he left the comfort of his home in Beverly Hills and went out in public without Aslan and his sister, more than one woman would do that very thing. He'd made millions of dollars thanks to his sex appeal. The studio that produced his sitcom milked his sex appeal for every advertising penny. The studio of his first action film had capitalized on it in their pre- and post-release marketing. The critics of the film had noted it. The pre-production media buzz of his next film, a comedy horror, was already talking about it. He was, for want of a better word, a mega sex symbol. Up there with the best of them, with the sexiest men alive. Linked to almost every delectable woman the gossip mags and celebrity sites could name. If there was a single, sensual, eligible actress out there, Chris had apparently slept with her. He didn't fight the reputation. In fact, he welcomed it. True, he didn't have a girlfriend, not even a steady fuck buddy, but when it came to the media, important facts didn't matter. Chris could live with that. He'd learned to live with it. It was part of his life now. He was a sex symbol. Women wanted to sleep with him, and he slept with women. That was the way it was. Which explained why he was petrified watching the Australian bodyguard his brother-in-law had arranged to protect him while back in Oz draw closer. Because he'd never, ever had his dick harden at the sight of a man. Harden, for fuck's sake. His gut churned. A vice-like, invisible band wrapped his chest. His breath grew shallow, rapid. With every step Reynolds took closer to the mansion, an unmistakable tension stirred in Chris's cock. The kind Chris only experienced in the presence of a beautiful woman. What the fuck? Since when was he attracted to men? Since never, that's when. He stared hard at the Australian. His heart beat a rapid trip hammer. It had to be something else. Something not Lee Reynolds. Chris searched his brain, trying to remember what he'd been thinking about before the privately chartered motor yacht had delivered Reynolds to the mansion. Bethany, asleep on your shoulder, her hair tickling your face. Chris snapped straight, clicking his fingers. That was it, he muttered. He'd been thinking about the flight over, and how his new personal assistant had fallen asleep on his shoulder. The first non-professional thing the young woman had done since his sister and Aslan employed her 6 months ago. He'd been thinking how nice her hair had smelt, like coconut and some exotic flower. He'd been thinking about the warmth of her cheek seeping through the cotton of his shirt. He'd been thinking how disapproving his sister would be. How Rowan had been adamant his new PA stay as emotionally detached from him as possible.